a shaitan who has been cast away from the kingdom of God's extra mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I seek the assistance of Allah in this talk of mine, who is the absolute perfect being, to whom belong all the excellent and perfect attributes, principal amongst which are that he is Rahman, meaning that his Rahmah and love and mercy reach out to each and every particle of the universe for every moment of its existence. And that he is Rahim, meaning that his extra mercy and love is abundantly and eternally available for those of us who believe in him and who follow his guidance. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belong to God alone for all acts of goodness, from every actor of goodness to every recipient of goodness. Because he alone is the absolute perfect being, and from him alone flow all perfections. And because he is the cherisher and the master and the lord and the nourisher of the universe. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Our salutations and greetings. The last prophet of God, that most humblest of all servants, who managed to reach the highest spiritual status possible for any human being, a status at which he then received the final and the most comprehensive plan for the prosperity of mankind. And our salutations on his progeny of purity and of guidance. Elders in Islam, brethren in Islam, Salamun Alaikum. We're living the precious moments of the holy month of Ramadan. And we are the guests of God in this month. And God, in His hospitality, is not offering us food and drink. In His hospitality, He's telling us, keep away from food and drink, so that you may acquire taqwa, a certain level of God consciousness, and guarding yourself against all that is detrimental to your spiritual health. And we have passed almost two-thirds of this holy month. We are slowly approaching now the climax of this month. We have in tradition that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, for the last 10 nights of the holy month, would withdraw and reside in the mosque in the process of i'tikaf. And it is during one of these 10 holy nights in the last third of the holy month, which is one of the greatest nights throughout the year, the night of power, the night of destiny, the night when the Holy Quran was revealed to the Holy Prophet, that final and most comprehensive message to the last Prophet. And therefore it behooves us to remind ourselves about this special night. What is this night? When is it? What happens on this night? And what are we supposed to do on this night? The best description, of course, is in Surah Al-Qadr, chapter 97. God says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Because God is the all-perfect being, and because His Rahmah is universal, and also because His abundant mercy is specifically available for the good doers, out of that mercy, He has sent down the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Surely we are the ones who have sent down on the night of Qadr this holy book. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. And O Prophet, what is it that can ever explain and make you understand what truly this holy night is? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Suffice it for you to understand that this holy night is so great that any action of goodness performed on this night is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalul malaika. All the angels, without exception, on this night come down. وَالْرُوحِ And the spirit also comes down. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ And they come down with the permission of the Lord and the Master of the universe. مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ And they come down with the affairs of the whole universe. سَلَامٌ هِيَ And because of this holy night, this peaceful night, this night of greatness, the night is full of peace and comfort. حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ Up until the time the dawn breaks. We need to understand this surah a little more in detail to appreciate the importance of this night. Notice that this night is important precisely because the Holy Quran was revealed on this night. Inna anzalnahu, we sent it down, but not on any ordinary night, on a specific night, and that is the night of Qadr. We know that the Quran was sent down over a period of 23 years after the Prophet was raised to the status of prophethood and declared his prophethood up until his death. 23 years. Yet we are told in this ayah and in other verses that the whole of the Quran was sent down on this one night. In order to appreciate the possibility of how the total Quran can be sent down, we need to understand that the Quran has two levels of existence. There is the physical level, the words that we see, which are assembled in the form of verses, and the ayat are assembled in the form of surahs, and the surahs together form the Quran. That's the physical form. But prior to this physical form, the Quran has a spiritual form. True, the physical form was sent down gradually over a period of 23 years. But in its spirit, in its essence, in its spiritual form, in its compact form, it could be revealed in its totality on one night. Observe what the Quran itself says. Surah Zukhruf, chapter 43. Hameem wal kitab al mubin. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan arabiyan la'allakum ta'aqiloon. Hameem, and I swear by the Book of God, which is clear in its message, clear in its meaning, clear in its proof. We sent it down deliberately in the Arabic language, simple language to understand, but the purpose is so that you may be able to appreciate its meaning. However, at the same time when it is in Arabic and simple to understand, the next ayah says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ But at the same time that is in its physical Arabic words, it is in the أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, in the mother of the books, in the original book. And there it is with us, لَدَيْنَا And there it is Ali, it is very high, and it is حَكِيم, full of wisdom. Indicating that there is a form of the Quran which is above this particular form, the physical form. Take the other example in Surah Waqi'ah, toward the end. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ And I swear by the stars that set. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ And this is a very great swearing that Allah is making. Swearing by the setting of the stars. The stars glitter, but they're not permanent, they settle. The stars may be very huge, but in front of God they're humble. The stars may glitter for a little while, but their light is not permanent. It's relative. There are many meanings in the settling of and the setting of the stars, and God swears by it. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is a Qur'an which is honorable. If a person reads it carefully and imbibes it, he will get karama and honor in his life. فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ. Though it is the readable form, but it is hidden in another book, a book prior to this book form. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. And in that form, nobody can touch it, save those who are the purified ones. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Surely it's a revelation, come down from a higher level of existence down to the lower level, from the Master and the Lord of the universe. So the Quran has a form in the Ummul Kitab, Surah Zukhruf. The Quran has a form in the Kitab al-Maknoon, Surah Waqi'ah. Surah Buruj, chapter 85, toward the end. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ. This Quran is glorious. فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٌ. It is in a tablet, which is a preserved tablet. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can change it. Nobody can access it. Except, of course, whom Allah wills. So because the Quran has a form in the Lawh-i Mahfuz and the Kitab-i Maknoon and the Ummul Kitab, it has a spiritual form, it has a compact form, it is a form which is summarized. There is a possibility, therefore, it can be sent down in its totality, in that form, on one night. And this is what Surah Dukhan informs us. Chapter 44, Hamim wal Kitab al-Mubin, Inna anzalnahu. في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. We are the ones who sent it down in its totality on one night which is full of blessing. Surely we constantly warn mankind against those lifestyles which are dangerous and detrimental to itself. Imagine, before this hall was constructed, when the owners of this place approached the architect and they said, we want to build a hall. Before the physical plan in detail was made by the architect, if you were to gain access into his mind and into his soul, you would have seen the abstract form of the concrete plan. Essentially, even before I speak, the meanings, the spiritual form of whatever words that I'm using right now are there in my mind and in my soul. I slowly then bring it down from the spiritual level down to the physical level, and you hear it in the form of words. So also the Quran. Essentially the whole universe has a multiple level of existence. Beyond the physical, there is a spiritual realm. Whatever appears in the physical realm starts from the spiritual realm. So also the Qur'an. And therefore this whole talk, a whole book, the summary form, its compact form, can be revealed in a short period of time, as it happened for the Holy Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So this night is a night of greatness. Why? Because a great message, one, was sent down through one of the greatest mediums, Jibreel, to one of the greatest messengers, the Holy Prophet. And therefore this is a night which is not ordinary, it's an extraordinary night. Why? Because the message is extraordinary. Observe Surah Al-Hashr, the last section. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. If we were to send down this Qur'an not to the hearts of these people but on the mountain. The mountain is very high. You would see that high mountain humble. The mountain is rocky and hard and stony. You would see the mountain cleave and crumble because of the greatness of the message. This is a metaphor But the meaning is, the power of the message of the Quran is so majestic that the heart which is recipient becomes humble. The power of the message of the Quran is so great that if the heart is the recipient, it will crumble, just like the mountains would do. So the message is a great one. The medium through which the message was sent down was one of the greatest spiritual beings in the angelic realm, Jibreel. Surah Najm, when God says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that whatever the Prophet speaks, it's but by inspiration. He says, you know how the inspiration reaches him? عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ, the mighty one taught him. Jibreel taught him by God's instruction. ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَىٰ, he was full of wisdom, and he appeared in a stately, majestic form. وَإِنَّهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ, his spirituality, were it to appear in a physical form, it would fill and permeate and pervade the whole of the horizon. As it happened when the Prophet saw Jibreel in his physical form, he filled the whole of the horizon. The night is great because the medium through which it was sent down was one of the greatest spiritual beings in the angelic realm. And the night is great because the messenger to whom it was sent was the greatest messenger. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, Surah Anbiya toward the end, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent you as a means of mercy and love, not for a small part in Arabia, not for the continent of Asia, but the whole of mankind for all times. In Surah Furqan, he says, لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, so that he may warn the whole of mankind for all times to come. So the night is a great one, the night of Qadr, because of the greatness of the message, the greatness of the medium, and the greatness of the messenger. There's yet another reason why it is known as the night of Qadr. Qadr means destiny. On this night, we are told that the destiny of mankind is being decided. True, God in His infinite knowledge knows everything that's going to happen before its occurrence. Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, ayah number 22. God says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, no affliction happens either to you as a person or on the earth, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ, but that it is pre-recorded, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا, before even it occurs. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, and that is not difficult for a God who is unlimited in His power and in His knowledge. And in Surah An'am chapter 6, ayah number 59, we are told, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ, the keys to the spiritual realm and the unseen world, God has it. The treasures of the unseen, God has the keys. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, and His knowledge is so infinite and unlimited that He knows whatever happens on the earth and whatever happens on the land and on the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ, there is not a leaf that falls and withers away and falls to the ground. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ, and there is not a seed which is hidden in the depths and the darkness of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, and there is no thing which is dry or wet, nothing which is living or dead, nothing which is in the process of gaining life or losing life, but that God knows it because it's clearly recorded in that manifest book. Manifest book, obviously, is not a material book. It's a level of the knowledge of God. So there's one level of the knowledge of God where everything is pre-recorded. There's no doubt about it. An unlimited God, a God who is above the world of time, for whom there is no past, present and future. For Him, everything is known in its entirety. But that same God, out of His wisdom, rules the world and governs the world in such a way that He has given man the freedom to choose his destiny. And that's why in Surah Ra'd, He says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, True, he has the mother of all the books of records, where everything is pre-recorded, but at the same time, there is a lower level of knowledge where something can be added and something can be subtracted. Something can be recorded and something can be erased. That level is the level of knowledge that he gives to the angels. The angels are responsible for governing the world on an yearly basis. They make decisions on an annual basis based on the potential and the propensity of every man. If he's a good man, according to his goodness, his destiny is changed. If he's an evil man, according to his wickedness, his destiny is changed. And that's what the Prophet reminds us. He tells us that الصَّدَقَةُ فِي وَجْهِهَا. If you give out charity in its proper manner, one. وَبِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And if you respect your elders and parents. وَاصْطِنَاعُ الْمَعْرُوفِ. And basically doing any work of goodness. These are the ones. يُحَوِّلُ الشِّقَاءَ سَعَادَةً. It can change the damnation of a man to salvation. وَيَزِيدُ فِي الْعُمْرِ. It can give ziyada in the umr. It can increase the lifetime of a person. Charity, that means care for other people. Respect to parents. And basically goodness in all aspects of life. وَيَقِي مَصَارِعَ السُّوءِ. And it protects a man from evil, from afflictions. It's amazing that though we believe God is all-powerful and that God is all-knowing and He knows exactly what's going to happen and who's going to do what, yet in His love and in His wisdom, He has given us this unique opportunity to say and to play a role, to have a say and to play a role and to determine our own destiny. And the meaning of Laylatul Qadr is, man, open up your eyes. This is a special night. This is an opportunity for you to elevate yourself from the material level of existence. This is a chance for you to improve yourself. This is a chance for you to show care and concern for the others. And I will show care and concern for you. Respect your elders and parents. And I will respect your destiny. Perform goodness in all aspects of your life. And I will reward you with goodness. This is the message of Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And O Prophet, what is it that can ever make you understand and explain to you? What is it that Laylatul Qadr is? You see, this form of questioning has appeared in the Quran in several places. For example, in Surah Haqqa, chapter 69, Allah says, الْحَاقَّةُ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ. That certain sure reality which is going to take place at the end of the world. What is it that can make you understand? What is that reality? In chapter 74, Surah Muddathir, God says, for that person who rejects the Holy Prophet and the clear message, سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. I will most definitely send him to the fire of hell. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ. And what is it that can ever make you understand the truth and the reality of the hellfire? It's a reality which we cannot imagine. 2. 3. In Surah Mursalat, chapter 77, Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. God says in the beginning that فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ. Recall the time when the stars will become dim and they will die out. This sun is a star, it's not going to live forever. The scientists have calculated that the amount of fuel and energy that the sun contains, it will continue for a few thousand million years, but it is going to die one day because they've seen other stars die when the fuel runs out. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ. And recall the time when the stars will dim out. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُسِفَتْ. And you'll see the mountains crumble. وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ. And even these apostles, they have been given an appointed time. Do you know why all this has been done? لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. For the day of fossil, for the day of sorting out, for the day of sifting out, for the day of separation of those who lived according to the truth, they received the truth, they understood the truth, they followed the truth. They'll be separated out. And for those who knew the truth and rejected it, they will be separated out. It's a great day. It's difficult to appreciate. Take a fourth example. Chapter 82, Surah Infitar. Allah says, Kalla innal fujjara lafi jahim. Surely those who are the wicked ones, they will go to the fire of hell, because the fire of hell is cool. We light it, I mean, we ignite it by our wrong actions and our wrong beliefs and our wrong character. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. They will reach that fire of hell on the day of judgment. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ. They can never escape it. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. What can ever make you understand the reality of that day of judgment? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And again God repeats, nothing can ever make you understand the true nature of the day of judgment. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. The day when no nafs, no soul will ever be able to avail and benefit no other soul. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. The absolute authority belongs to God and God alone. That's the day of judgment. It also belongs to Him in the dunya, but we are not aware because of our sinfulness. And yet again he repeats in Surah Mutaffifin, chapter 83, Inna kitab al fujjari lafi sijjin. Surely the record of the wicked ones, it is in sijjin. It's a record. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سجين. What is it that can ever make you understand what this sijjin, this record is? Kitabun marqum. It is a record which is to the finest detail. Every moment of sin, every manner in which the sin is committed, every motive of the sin for which the sin is committed, every minute detail is recorded. What sort of a record is this? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ. There are realities beyond the physical world we cannot understand. The same Surah Mutaffifin, chapter 83. إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ. In contrast, the record of those who are virtuous is kept in the عِلِّيِّين. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ. What is it that can ever make you understand what this record is? كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. Again, the manner of virtue, the motive for the virtue, and the meaning of virtue, everything is recorded. What sort of a record is this? It's not a physical record, it's not a material record. And you go on, chapter 101, Surah Qari'ah, Al-Qari'atu Mal-Qari'atu Wa Ma Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. There's a calamity that lies ahead. What is it that can ever make you understand the nature and the true essence of this calamity? The day when the mountains will become just like wool and soft wool. The day when people will be scattered just like moth. The day when those people who haven't come with heavy deeds of goodness, فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. He will be relegated to his origin, his abode, the Hawiyah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What is it that can ever make you understand the true nature of that abode? نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. It's a fire which is ever burning. But the true nature of that fire we cannot imagine and fully conceive in the dunya. Finally, chapter 104. Surah Humaza. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe be to everyone who backbites and slanders. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. He's the one who hoards the wealth. And he keeps on counting and feeling confident about the accumulation of wealth. يَحْسَبُ. He's got a wrong belief. أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. He feels that he can survive forever because of the strength of his wealth. كَلَّا. Nay, never is it going to be true. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. He will surely be seized and he will be relegated to the حُطَمَةِ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. What is it that can ever make you know what is this حُطَمَةِ? نَارُ اللَّهِ. It's the fire of God. الْمُوْقَدَةِ. Which has been lighted up. أَلَّكِ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. It's going to burn man not from the skin, not from without to within. It's going to burn man from within to without. Can you imagine a fire that can burn from within? That can burn my mind, that can burn my feelings, that can burn my memories, that can burn my thoughts, that can burn my soul. We don't have a physical fire that can do that. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ. There are realities in the world which are beyond the physical realities. It's difficult to imagine, it's difficult to conceive, but they are there. So do we keep silent and we give up hope that we cannot therefore understand the true nature of this Laylatul Qadr? No. Laylatul Qadr, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. If you cannot understand the true nature of electricity, well, understand so much that you can use electricity for your fans and for your lights and for your video recording and for your loudspeakers. You don't understand the true nature, but it has got a benefit. You don't know, you cannot imagine the true nature of Laylatul Qadr, but realize this much. It is so special, it is so spiritual, it is so extraordinary, that any act of goodness on this night is equivalent to 1,000 months, a whole lifetime, 83 plus years. The spirituality of this night is so powerful that it has the potential to transform an individual for his lifetime. If you can change a man's course from a course towards damnation, towards salvation, you've changed a whole lifetime. And the opportunity is this night. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. This night is spiritually charged. What we need to do is disconnect ourselves from our material distractions. For a moment, connect to this huge reservoir of spiritual energy and gain a little from it. It can transform us forever. Why? Because تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. This night is so special. All the angels, without exception, including the spirit which is even above the angel, come down on this night, descend on this night from their spiritual realm. Angels basically are spiritual beings, unseen beings, conscious beings who understand, who have cognition of God, who are totally obedient to God and who carry out God's functions in the universe. There are multiple functions mentioned in the Quran about the angels, because that's an unseen realm, we don't have access to them. We can only understand about them what the Quran and the Hadith tells us. Suffice it to say for the moment, as we are reminded in Surah Nazi'at chapter 79, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. Recall the angels who come and violently separate the souls from the wicked ones. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. And they gently remove the souls from the virtuous. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا. And there are those who glide gracefully in carrying out God's functions. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا. When God gives the instruction, they compete with each other. Who will carry out the God's instruction first and foremost? فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. All affairs of the universe are governed through the agency of the angels. The agents of God who carry out the functions of the universe. All these angels come down on this night, along with the Holy Spirit, along with the Ruh, bringing down the affairs of every person in mankind for his future. Obviously, if the Quran has a reality which is above the physical world, which is في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, but there are some people who are pure and they have access to that level of God's knowledge. One. That these pure people are those whom God has selected because they are humble, because they are obedient, because they are most submissive to the will of God. Because they are so good, God selects them. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. It is the will of God. And whenever God wills, His will is based on wisdom, not on chance. Not on blind selection. He wills by wisdom. Because these people are holy and pure by their own efforts, God elevates them to higher levels of purity and keeps them pure. With these levels of purity, therefore, they can receive the Quran, the true meaning of the Quran, as it was received by the Holy Prophet. Not only that, on Laylatul Qadr, they can receive all the angels. And that is why we are told, because God says, angels continuously come down. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Not that they came down once in history and full stop. It was in the time of the Prophet, they came down and no more. They continuously come down every year. So therefore, after the Holy Prophet, they come down to the members of the Ahlul Bayt. And therefore, we believe at every age, there has to be a member of the Ahlul Bayt. That pure, humble servant of God who is the most submissive before God, and therefore the highest. And therefore the recipient of all the spiritual messages. And therefore the leader of the caravan of mankind's spirituality. And therefore the one who has a role to play in the future of mankind. Salamun. Here, hatta matla'il fajr. Peace is there on this night. One of the Sunni Mufassirin, Fakhruddin Razi, in his tafsir says, when the angels come down, they bring the message of peace. When they came down to Ibrahim, for example, what Ibrahim reported to have felt and experienced was so great that it was better than all the pleasures of the world. When angels come down, they bring such an experience of joy and pleasure that the comfort is greater than all the physical pleasures of the world. In Surah Fussilat, chapter 41, ayah number 30, God promises us that the angels, when they come down, they don't only go to the most pure and the highest being, and that is the Imam of the age, but they also come down to ordinary believers, provided they fulfill two conditions. Chapter 41, ayah number 30. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ Those people who declare their belief, it's their firm belief, that the Master and the Lord of the universe is Allah and Allah alone. Therefore they rely on Him alone, they hope only from Him, they fear only Him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ One. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا And then they are steadfast. They live their lives according to this belief at all levels. Be it in personal life, be it in family life, be it in social life, be it in cultural life, be it in economic life. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ God sent down angels to such people. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا When the angels come down, they bring messages. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا Don't fear. Don't fear about your future. If you are treading on the straight path, there is a promise of goodness for you. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا And don't be sorrow and grieved about your past. If you've committed sins and you're sincere in your repentance, God is forgiving. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ And receive the glad news and the glad tidings that there is a paradise awaiting for you which has been created by you, by your beliefs and by your actions and by your character. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا We are there to support you in the world, the angels say. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ And we are there to support you in the next world. The moment you die, we receive you in barzakh. We take care of you in barzakh. The moment you come back in qiyamah, we will be there to receive you. We will take you step by step. We will make you cross the path. We will take you to Jannah. فِيهَا Number six. فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِ الْأَنفُسُكُمْ In Jannah, there is everything that you may ever wish for. But provided in the dunya you control your willpower, God is going to give you a strong will that can will anything in the Jannah. Not only that, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ And therein, there is everything that you pray for. Not only physical pleasures which you may wish and desire, but everything that you pray for spiritually is there for you in Jannah. You know why? Chapter 41, ayah number 33 then says, 32. Nuzulan! This is a hospitality. Min ghafurin rahim! From the Lord who is all forgiving and who is all merciful. He wipes out the past mistakes and He gives abundant mercy and raises your status in the future. Salamun. Here. Hatta matla'il fajr. The salam is there. Because it's the night of greatness, because the Quran was sent down, because the angels come down. We can experience the pleasures of the peace and the comfort of this night, as God has promised us. Before I end, just a very quick review of the a'mal we are supposed to perform on this night. We are told, number one, you make ghusl. That means when you physically purify yourself, make the niyyah that now you're going to purify your soul also. Number one. Number two, we are supposed to pray two rak'ah, which has got Fatiha and seven times Qul Huwallah. You remind yourself that the entire universe is governed and run by just one power alone. And everything else is nothing before Him. They're in total submission. Seven times Qul Allah should have this profound effect on our hearts. At the end of that experience, therefore, 70 times we have to recite istighfar. 70 times istighfar, that means I'm asking for forgiveness. If I look at my eyes, there are many sins. Why 70 times? That means I should recall 70 different sins. Take your eyes and recall the sins that you made. Sincerely ask for forgiveness. And forgiveness has three conditions, basically. A, B, C. A, we must acknowledge that we have committed a sin. Many people don't want to acknowledge that. They forget that. We've got an example of the famous man in history just a few weeks ago said that, I have never had any sexual relationships with this woman, Miss Lewinsky. Denial. You can never have repentance unless you first acknowledge that yes, you have done a mistake. A. B, therefore then you start feeling bad about yourself and terrible and miserable and sorry and repentant. And C, therefore you start changing. You change your past by asking for forgiveness. You change your future by making a firm determination not to repeat the sin again. So number three is istighfar. Number four, they are dua. Number five, we are told we take the Quran and we open it and we say, by your majesty and all the messages that you have put in this book. You then keep the book on your head. Why? Because if this is a night of destiny, then the destiny can be determined by this message of this book. So I'm making a commitment now on this night that if I want to change my future, it can be done by keeping the Quran always ahead of me. All my thoughts, all my decisions, all my feelings will be determined according to the yardstick of the teachings of the Quran. Not only personally, but on a global level. If you type into the CNN website, they have listed down 10 top stories for 1998. And they're saying that the basis of selecting these top 10 stories is, number one, the number of viewers and readers who showed interest in it. Number two, the impact that these stories had on world events. And number three, the degree to which the news media reported these stories. So these are three criteria based on which they list down these 10 stories. Number one, in the world, the Middle East struggle for peace. Number two, conflict in Kosovo. Number three, the nuclear threat resurfaces in India and Pakistan. Number four, Clinton goes to China. Number five, crisis in Russia. Number six, death of a princess. Look at the passion the world is suffering from. Journey to the Hajj. Cold War. In the United States, investigating the president and the scandal. Tobacco and the New Deal. And the Unabom case and the Microsoft industry. I don't have time to analyze these reports, but at the back of it, there are two things which are causing disasters in the world. One is, people don't know what is true and therefore don't act on it. Or they know, but they don't have the dedication and the commitment to do so. And look at the message of the Quran. The message goes out to the Jews, and it tells them if the Jews were to act on the Torah. And the message goes out to the Christians and tell them if they were to act on the Evangel and the Injil and the Bible. And the message goes out to the Muslim and the believers. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If people were to believe the truth, that means they were to receive the truth, understand it, accept it, and follow it, one. And two, to have God consciousness. That means that sense of responsibility that in every act, I am to carry out God's will. If these two conditions were there in every people in different cities of the world, Allah will send down blessings from the heavens, from the skies. and Allah will spring forth blessings from the earth. And when we face problems, the destiny of mankind, the solution to the problem is there even in this book when we keep it on our heads. Let's pray to Allah to give us the tawfiq to be able to appreciate the greatness of this night and the fact that God has given us an opportunity to change our destiny. And the means for changing the destiny is in following the Quran. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.